Okay.
Great.
So the
history
seven
of the world in 30 seconds.
Something like that. Well, and y'all have done this. See, and this is easy for y'all because y'all have done this. Other people would go, whoa, 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 whoa. But y'all have done this empirically, step by step by step. So
okay,
it's not even surprised.
Yeah.
But now in the beginning of days, you'd be going, whoa, 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 whoa. No, Trump has not failed, silly Porter. No. Might be the closest thing to Christ on this earth as far as you're concerned, but the thunders and the trumps are coming. But now go ahead, we're sorry.
Yeah, Bart, one more thing. Just scanning through Genesis 50, I can't see the seven spirits, but the words, I mean, I might be missing them, but are you saying it's like the seven spirits, they culminated in what happened to Joseph and his bones? Ion, did the seven spirits create the osmium factor in Joseph's bones that ended up in the ark?
No, it did not. Genesis 6:3.
Genesis 6:3, okay.
And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
Well, Bert, while Ion thinks about what to say, could you give me the topic?
We have nothing to say. What's the question?
Right. There's
been no question.
Hey, Bert.
Yes.
Changes in the King James Bible. Then the felines. Where were they? What part of the
they were
Bible?
In the Last Supper painting.
Pussy. You can't say Pussy Bob.
In the Last Supper.
You can't even apply Pussy Bob.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, by Leonardo.
Leonardo
da Vinci. Michelangelo. What do you fucking know, Carol? It's Michelangelo.
They were one in the same.
Oh, yeah.
It's Ion.
They were one in the same.
They were both, yes, they were both left-handed. They were both left-handed, and they smoked left-handed cigarettes.
And were you a woman in that situation, Carol? You kind of knew them personally?
Probably. I'm not
Carol.
A woman. I'm a human
who's
being.
Carol?
Oh.
Who's Carol? Who's Carol?
Which is more than I can say for Carol. You.
That's right.
By the by. Bob says, I resemble that remark.
I remember that remark.
No, you
that's
can't remember.
I remember that remark. Hey, so Bart, then you do the seven spirits of God, and they're what? They're
well,
four of the seven spirits of God.
I was asking about some dream experiences I had.
Okay, dreams. And then you did, then Carol brought in Joseph knew the fate of his bones. And now what are you doing?
That Joseph's bones was related to the seven spirits conversation, which we're moving around in.
Now we're talking about the spirit in Genesis, spirit in Genesis.
Okay.
Yeah, so Genesis 6:3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. So that's a separation of spirit, non-physical and physical. And
all in the same
meant, yeah, which meant
it's
physical
all the same
could die. Right.
And guess what else it does? It also sets the line of how long you got to figure it out. You got 120 years to figure it out. If you can't do it then, goodbye.
Yeah.
And it's not saying that you're going to live 120 years. It says you've got 120 years to figure it out. You're still eternal.
Yeah.
And that's why people go so far and then they don't want to live anymore and they check out.
Awesome.
Don't actually know, what are we supposed to do? Wait, we remember. Don't wait, wait, wait. This is why we get paid. Wait a minute. Vroop. Okay, now we can go ahead.
Yeah. What's the topic of 120 years, and what are you supposed to get?
You're supposed
ascended.
To get how,
ascended, get out.
Yeah, get ascended, yeah.
Okay, Bart.
Okay, so that's yeah, that's my answer on the seven spirits. And I, unless Ion, do you have anything that I'm getting, experiencing a little burning in the belly right now, a little warmth in the belly, midsection.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is there anything in my?
It's coming. You're starting to have some. You're starting. Yeah. No, don't ask that question. Just don't ask that question. We keep interrupting you on purpose.
Okay.
The feeling faith is that you're starting to control and contain power. You're controlling, contain power, and it's got to go somewhere. Just like Joseph, you'd be putting your bones in a box. Either come on and shine, arise and shine, and give God the glory, or get on up, get heavy, or get out. You're not going to play with this. Just so you know, you're not going to play with this. You're going to come on up with it, or you're going to get out. One way or the other. Come on up, and then you're going to feel a little more of that. Because every time you have the capacity of this inspiration or aspiration or whatever it is that you're trying to inspire, stop trying to make it. You don't make the garden grow. You just tend the garden. The garden grows itself. So get on with it. Get on with it, and it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. You're going to be all right. We're going to see. But you're going to get, how many ass passes you think you're going to get?
All right, so with regard to my questions, I'm just
hang
putting
on.
Things
look,
down.
Look at this part. Look at this part. You know, I'm just searching the Bible for words. Proverbs 26:22, the last word is, they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. And then the next word in Proverbs 26:23 is burning.
So
Ion, does that?
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. The same thing. That's the same section. It's the same section. It does the same section that you did, Carolyn, a million years ago with the burning in the belly, with the tail of the pea. Yeah.
Right.
Lots of words.
So I'll add this to that. Proverbs 3:1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall be they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart.
And show them as a sign on your hand, and write them as a sign on your hand, and on your doorpost, and on your gates. And hold my mitzvah, saber, tabasho, malako, shita.
And I would say I'm doing all of those things.
Okay, congratulations. Are you bragging or are you complaining?
I might be bragging a little.
Okay, good. We like that better, as long as you're not complaining. Because, see, typically what ends up happening when you start down this road, this is what Karen would jump in and save your damn ass one more time. She's good at that. She'd say, okay, you're down this path, and you're saying you're doing everything you're supposed to do. Everything's going good. Everything's all right. Now, why haven't I ascended? You see, the caveat's on the end of it. If I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, it ought to be working for me. And we say it is. We're just trying to convince you. Do you remember Westworld?
Yes.
Where was the maze?
The maze was it underground?
It was under the skull of those ridiculous android memes.
The maze was under the skull of the android memes.
How many times have you heard us speak of the labyrinth of the mind?
Yeah. Plenty.
Well,
wow.
Every time they chop their head off, they pull their skull off of the thing, and there it is. There it is. There's the maze. There it is.
A literal representation of it.
Uh-huh. And now what's happening is, just like in Westworld, the machines are going to become God before some of you all. How about them smackers?
So the androids were not representing the ascending or ascended in Westworld.
You'll see.
Okay.
We didn't want to spoil it, Bob. We didn't want to spoil it. Bob hates TV.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't.
He hasn't obliterated TV altogether, because typically when he gets tired of something, like Puffs, they don't even make Puffs anymore. He stopped eating them, and they went, nobody else in the world bought them anyway, so he stopped eating them, and then they're gone. Just gone. Can't find them nowhere. Snicker bars are right behind it. You don't eat Snicker bars no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bart, so are you going to quit while you're ahead?
Yeah, I'm going to watch the OA.
Go out at the top of your game, that's for sure. That's the best. You're doing good. And now, all that being said, we've taught and chided you a little bit on purpose because we're trying to say how wonderful you are. Blah, 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 bunch of bullshit. Now get off your damn ass and get this thing together and let's go. Bomb a nose. That's what we're trying to say. Softly and tenderly. And come over here and we'll pat you on the head if that's what you need or something or whatever that is. So you're on it. So move on through it. Don't stop. Just keep. Lather, rinse, repeat.
Okay, I am.
Bob, next.
Okay.
Bob, we got to let Bart go out on a high, please.
He's on the teetering on the recession edge.
I look forward to seeing Lulu.
Yes.
What was the last topic?
Be sweet.
What was the last topic, Bart?
Genitalia.
Bart?
The last topic was...
That Bart has blue balls.
Okay, you can put that down if you want. Ian was basically telling me to get on with it, so you can just say that Ian was telling Bart to get on with it, not to stop and to keep going. And I got that from Carolyn, too. So,
and that everything's going good and everything's right with the world, blah, 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 blah. And now get out. Stop resting on your laurels and get busy. Get happy. Get out.
Yep.
Okay, so the next caller that Ian requested was Michael. So we have to find Michael in the maze.
In the maze.
Let's see. Maybe
it's just like Westworld. It's just like Westworld.
Right. Is that you, Michael?
This is Bert. It's Bert, Bob.
Okay. All right. Anonymous over here. Right. Is that you, Michael? Anonymous? Well, I'm going to have to just unmute everybody and then have Michael speak up if he's here. Unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Are you there, Michael? Not there.
Talk to the gallon.
Okay.
All participants are now unmuted. All participants are now muted.
Liza. Okay, Liza.
Yes, hi. I don't have that many questions, but I think it's Bible theme today because I have a verse that Ian gave me last week when I asked him about God's peculiar people who are not. And they said, Peter 2:9, which is, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." So he also gave me Deuteronomy 7:6 and Peter 2:10, which are basically saying the same thing. I liked those verses, Ian, but can you tell me what you mean by not, K-N-O-T?
Yeah, you had to go with the work of Jonathan Edwards and figure out what a chosen generation applies and how a royal priesthood connects to a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you are called out of the darkness into the marvelous light.
Go into Jonathan Edwards?
That's correct.
Okay. I'll make a note of that. Thank you.
A royal priesthood.
Royal priesthood. Okie dokie. Priesthood. Alrighty.
Are y'all going to the inauguration? Are y'all going to the inauguration? It'll be really fun. We're outgoing. It's going to be the most fun. We're going to the deplorable ball. It's going to be fabulous.
Are a lot of people going to show up?
Hell yeah. Are you kidding? A free party in Washington? Are you nuts? Huh.
Oh.
We digress. What's your second question?
Okay. So my second question is on the OA. They had these movements.
Wait a minute. Stop. Just a moment. We're going to answer your question. We're going to answer it completely. Carolyn, Dr. Carolyn Dean, has not watched all the OA yet. So if you spoil it.
No, it's okay, Ion. I like knowing things so that I don't mind knowing things.
We know. Don't spoil it, though, because this is important. So ask your question carefully. Go ahead.
Okay. So I won't mention certain questions.
Don't spoil it. All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what episode are you up to, Connie?
Half of the first one.
She's not even going to watch it.
The first 30 seconds.
She hasn't even got to the part where they start the show. She hasn't even got to the part where they start the show yet. You know, you watch it for like an hour, and then it begins. She hasn't got to the beginning yet.
Yeah, I had to rewind it.
You can say, look, Carol would rather hear you talk about it because she's not going to watch it.
What was that?
Carol's not going to watch it, so just tell her the story.
Okay, well, can I mention movements, Ion? There
yes,
are movements
may.
In the show. Okay. So there
They're
are
like
these
symbols.
Movements.
They're like symbols. They're like symbols, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like symbols.
And how many movements are there? Five movements. There are five movements, aren't there? Mm-hmm. That's important,
right.
Isn't there? The only reason it's important is because ridiculous, inappropriate in every way, Bob did his damn pin pad.
Oh.
Remember, this all came from a play 40 years ago called Hand Signals for the Blind.
That's
what
right.
It is. Five hand signals.
Yeah, and who wants to fuck Furry Lynn?
Okay, so these movements, they said it was supposed to open up a portal. So they did
They
did. Oh.
Man, they did.
Okay. And, each time she met Katoon and she...
Now, you know Katoon was an angel, right?
Yeah, she's an angel, and she told...
That's when she'd move her shawl. No, when she moved her shawl, you could see her feathers, remember?
Yeah, you can see her wing, yeah. But she told... OA, what she was too.
Yes.
So, but Katoon was giving her these movements, and then the last movement, it was the other woman who gave it to them. But when Katoon gave her something to swallow, is that something that had any significance? Like, what does that mean when you swallow something? And I don't know, I was just curious about that. She swallowed a bird.
It's Ezekiel 16:6.
Okay.
And it's bringing something into you. When they swallowed the bird, it was so you could fly.
Okay. And this, so when they all got together.
Read Ezekiel 16:6 first.
Okay, so don't ask you my next question about
Until you read this, and then we'll answer that, please.
Okay, I'll do that. One last question.
We want you to read that scripture, and then you can ask your question.
Oh, got it. I thought you meant on that topic.
I got it, Elijah. I got it. I'll read it. Ezekiel 16:6, and when I passed by thee, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou waste in thy blood, comma, live, semicolon, yea, comma, I said unto thee, when thou waste in thy blood, comma, live.
Ta-da.
So that's the blood we're changing. Yes, correct.
And you were wasting it. And you were wasting it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, the people who were, oh, can I ask now?
You can ask your second question.
Okay.
Did that answer did that answer the question of swallowing the bird?
Yeah, it had to do with the blood.
What about swallowing the sea creature?
Sea creature, what does that symbolize?
Remember when Homer was in with the aquarium?
Yeah, I remember the scene.
The
he swallowed
the
little
sea creature. It was the urchin.
It was a what?
An urchin.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, he swallowed that. So what did that do to him when he swallowed that?
Well, you're the lady that swallowed the moth. What did she get?
Ooh, that one.
Don't you remember? See, you can't play with us. We got this. We own the money.
Wait, the moth, was that the last lady?
Yeah, the fifth movement.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The last lady who was laying on the bed?
Dude.
Okay. All right, so when they do these movements together, do they change the frequency around them? I mean, they must if it opens up a portal. Right?
Okay.
Am I right in that?
If you're going like that, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. And then when the OA said, I have the will, and earlier the will was mentioned too, what does Ion say about having a will to do something?
It's a drive. It's the point of driving.
Is it like an intention?
Yes. A tincture. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I can't wait for the second season. So that'll be all for my questions today, Ion.
Hey, Eliza, what was the topic in the last question?
The topic was on the movie, the topic was on the will.
The what? The chapter?
Having the will, having a will to do something, like when someone says, I have the will.
You asked about that phrase?
Yeah.
Having a will. What did Ian say?
Having a will to do something, and they said that's the drive. That's what keeps you going.
The topic before that was the OA series?
These past questions have been on the OA series because the OA said, I have the will. And
right.
these few questions have been on the OA.
Right. So why did Jonathan Edwards come up?
That was on my question last week when I asked him about God's peculiar people who are not, when the not is spelled with a K-N-O-T. And they said to look into the Jonathan Edwards royal priesthood.
And he told you that last week?
He told me that right now. Because last week when I asked him, they gave me verses which I looked up. And that's what I started off with my questions. And then when I asked him again about the knots part, they said look up Jonathan Edwards.
Okay. All right. So thank you for your questions. They were good
questions.
All right.
Thank you, Connie. For giving me
it's very wonderful. It's very wonderful. And you're alive, so that's always pleasant, isn't it?
Yes.
She's good. We followed up to make sure that your chart, as long as you're charting, honey, that's all you got to do.
As long as I'm what?
Charting.
Oh, what's that?
Writing down what
those are. Charting how you feel.
Body.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Charting. Yes. Thanks.
You're really not qualified to know I think you better get on them hands and knees and thank Dr. Dean, because we would have taken you down a very different road, darling. You can believe that. We, unlike she, we have no patience.
It was incredible talking to her.
Yeah, she's pretty magical. But we're not trying to pump her up or anything. She already knows all that. That's just where she's got to go.
Yeah.
Yuck. Move on. Yeah. We got better things to do. Let's do something. Quit talking about what we have done. Let's do something different. See, let's get some slides. Let's do some ombre, just some slides, and then we can really see what's going on, what's going down up in here.
What was this last bunch of words? What were you talking about?
Homeridge, she don't want to talk about
secret.
Carolyn doesn't want to talk about how wonderful Carolyn is. She already knows how wonderful she is. She wants to get on to
I know. I
stuff.
Didn't want to mention
She's
anything.
Like Donald Trump. She's like Donald Trump. She's like Donald Trump. Well, we had to. She's like Donald Trump. He don't want to have no party, no inauguration. He's like, get on this, y'all. Wasting money, wasting time, wasting energy. We got work to do. We got to make America great again. We got to drain this damn swamp. You don't want to have a party on it. Hurry up. Get on with it. But let's go. Things to do.
So what
There's a new level of urgency. Bob, your email should say, a new level of urgency. Carolyn's ready to go to work.
Right, so what did Carolyn say? What would be the name of that topic?
And the work ethic of Carolyn. Carolyn already knows she's great. Carolyn is great. Carolyn is good.
Work ethic.
Yeah. And how
don't
she doesn't
me.
Like to hear people
thank
talking.
Yourself.
How people don't like saying how wonderful she is. She doesn't, she knows it, but she doesn't like people talking about it. Cause see, she knows the nature of people. Cause if the more they love you, the more they're gonna hate you. They hate to love you and they love to hate you. So it's better just to stay kind of happy with it and you don't ever have to go through any of that. Because at the end of the day, she don't really care. It's all good. You know, lather, rinse, repeat. Let's go. She wants everybody to thrive and everybody to win and everybody's dreams come true. Like, get on with it. But if they don't, it ain't going to be her or our responsibility. So we told you the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did Eliza discuss Carolyn's work ethic?
Ian mentioned something, and then I brought up Connie.
Okay. So, you're going to be muted now, Eliza.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And we're going to try to find Michael.
Good.
Thank you, Eliza. So, here's a bunch of anonymous. Is that Michael?
Hello, Bob.
Oh, okay, good. Go ahead, Michael. Apparently you've been called up to the principal's office.
You got me, Ian, totally unprepared. I have a few Bob questions.
That's good. Well, questions. We aren't here to answer your questions, Michael. You're here to answer ours.
Okay.
Be so much easier for you. Let's talk about your meat sack body a little bit. How's restructure coming along?
Restructure.
Yes.
Well, you know how much I love the restructure iron. I start every day with it. And
tell us about it.
Well, I've found that with each batch of restructure I've gone through, it looks like something specific is being restructured. It's like the restructure is intelligent.
Well, it is intelligent. See, the lysine and the amino acids, they affect the level of where it connects. Okay, do you know how water is poured into a basin?
Yes. The connection is not good. If you can just repeat that about the water in the basin.
It's how water fills a basin. Restructure fills the body at the level that it engages. If there's a crack in the basin way up to the left or to the right, the water's going to go there and run out rather than fill the basin. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes, yes.
So that's the reason we had a modified dose and a modified amount. And those amino acids are changing you. It's not the whey. You could throw that whey away. It just makes you think you're doing something. We don't give a crap about that. But the little chunkies is what you're after. That's what's allowing your body to respond. But the lactose in the position that you're embracing allows your body to say, oh, okay, this is in my belly, and it gives your body something to do while it's working. Okay? And that's why people are having prolific balancing acts. You Okay. Restructure is a good word, but it might even better been rebalance. But nobody wants to balance. Yeah. They want to thrive. You know, they want to make their dick so big they can't even carry it around on their body. And then they can't. Nobody will sleep with them. And then they want their dick to be made smaller. The way it goes. We don't know. And we don't understand it either. But it's the thing that everybody wants for some crazy, crazy reason. We don't know. But we'll work with you because that's the case. Okay, now let's talk about your body's response to restructure.
I feel
specifically
that I have a new body of sorts. It feels definitely more solid and dense.
Tell us about your gallbladder.
My gallbladder.
Yep. You didn't know it, but you would have bouts of diverticulitis and an upset gallbladder from time to time that you always overcame, but you have that zero now anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to ask you about what's happening with my feet. I heard a session with someone else that gets cramps in my lower part of my feet, and I've had that a lot of my life, and I'm taking enough magnesium, but is there anything
else? Stop it. You're not asking us questions. You're answering our questions. Okay. You don't even have your clothes off. You're going to come before us with clothes on? Really? And you want us to talk about your meat shack, buddy. You're not even going to take your clothes off? Come on, man. What the hell you think is going on here? We don't play this. What kind of rodeo you think we're running around here? Now, you want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. That's a plantar fascia. So what you want to do is you want to clean your feet, okay? Go get a nice manicure, pedicure while you're at it. Clean yourself up a little bit. Then take an atomizer, the little spritzing bottle, and get some. We have a wonderful product. You're just going to be astounded if you ever decide to try this product. It's called REMAG. You want us to spell it for you? We don't mind. We'll do it nice and slow.
Yeah.
This REMAG is the bomb. You've got to get some of this stuff. It's very wonderful. And you put it in your little atomizer bottle. It'll go and then take the bottom of your feet after they're clean and dry and spit them and just go. Don't put a bunch. Just sort of wet it. Okay? Then leave it alone 5 minutes. Then do it again. Wet it. Leave it alone 5 minutes. It'll absorb. And you think it's dry, but it's not drying. It's absorbing. Because what's going to happen is that little muscle part that you kind of inflamed, you got to get to underneath the tendony parts. That's because it's always going to be inflamed because those tarsal, metatarsal connecting points are always moving and jiggling and shifting and flipping. Now, another thing to do in the nighttime, if it happens, flip over on your belly. We know it's a chore. Flip over on your belly and lay your foot down flat on the bed. You know the place where you do your slumber thing?
Make it
be flat.
You lay flat on my belly, you say?
Yes. Lay on your belly and lay your foot down flat. That'll take the pressure off in the nighttime if it's painful. But if you do the other part, then you'll be okay.
Yeah, the cramping only happens if I push the muscle in any way, then it cramps. It's not
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Which is what we're saying.
Yeah.
So now, your weight.
No, hang on. My turn. Michael, do you remember, I think the last time you spoke with Ion, maybe last night, they said to go get a manicure or mani-pedi or whatever.
Yes.
They
yes,
focused
pedicure.
On your feet. Yeah, pedicure.
Yes.
Yeah. So the other thing with any sort of foot cramping is to look at the other muscles of the leg, up the leg, even the thigh. Sometimes the whole thing about the hip bone is connected to the toe bone. What you can do is kind of like what is it called? Shiatsu. Take your two thumbs and work your way up the length of the muscles up the from the ankle to the knee, and if those areas and muscles are really sore, that means all those muscles are kind of tight and need to be stretched. And you can do it, like I'm saying, I'm doing it right now on myself, It's very helpful, but then you also can do just physical stretching of those muscles, because
yes.
It didn't just start in the feet. It's it has to be related to the whole body in a sense.
And that's why we said to go get a. That's why we said to go get a pedicure. Actually, we would like if you got a nice Vietnam woman to rub it out real good. That's much more than more fun than shiatsu that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
And Karen, can we tell him to get? Can you tell him to go to a respectable place and let him put peppermint oil on him?
Sure, you can tell him that.
There we go. There we go. Now we get. Okay,
now
what Carolyn did, she did her part correctly, and right now we're going to do the same thing she did, because we were going to do the same thing she did, only we were going to do it the proper way by dealing with the entire meat sack, not just the bones that connect. Okay, let's talk about your waist now. Have anything to report?
My waist?
Yes.
No, I'm pretty happy with my waist.
We don't care what you're happy with. What is the size of your waist?
My waist is tightened somewhat from the sit-ups and the things that I little of that that I do. It's definitely tightened
Abolution.
Up. I actually noticed.
Abolution.
Yes,
so
I actually noticed.
By taking the drops, you're not morbidly obese and falling down terribly fat.
I could hardly hear that, Ian. Apologies.
We're making fun of you because of the people taking the drops. They have to put on 8 stone too much if they take the drops. That's not been your experience, has it?
Yeah, I could maybe put on more weight, but I want to do that in
well,
muscle.
Well, we don't want you to. We're not saying you to. Your math is fine.
Yeah.
We're just saying that balancing is now working its way back off. The people who added those two baby fat pounds are just catching up in their ascension for their bodies letting it go. Once you balance, once you get the amino acids right, once that starts, that jump starts the thalamus. Now there's different parts here. Once you jump start the thalamus, then it starts changing the way you process caloric intake or virtue of calories or heat exchange. It allows your body to not store it anymore. That's all that's happening. Gods don't have to store. They have it. Okay? And they don't require it to be because they are. They don't require it to be because they are. Alright? Now, let's talk about your triceps. Do you know where your triceps are?
Around my chest?
No, those are your pectoral muscles. The on the back of your bicep, your muscle on your arm. Or the little teacup of B on your muscle behind it?
Yes.
What's the matter? You don't like talking about your meat sack body? Come on.
No. I was just go ahead. I'm totally for the sign.
Put your finger on your triceps.
Yes.
One of them.
Yes.
Can you feel it?
It feels very firm.
Good. Push it. Does it give? Or is it resilient?
It's resilient.
Excellent. Okay. Now, take your other arm. Undo all that. Take your other arm and stretch it out and flex it like if you were going to have a needle put into your arm. You know how you'll flex your fist to watch your veins pop up? Take your best arm and do that. And don't think we know you don't have your clothes off. Just so you know. I ain't running at the bus. So you know. There is a quiz. Just saying.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So just give that instruction again. I apologize. The line is really terrible.
Good. It's good. All is recorded. Put your arm
making
out
me look
like you're going to give.
Harder.
Lay your arm out like you're going to give blood.
Yes. I've got my arm out. Yes.
And squeeze in your fist. Pump your fist to make pump
up
the veins.
Yes.
What
I'm doing
do you see? Can you see your arm without all those clothes? Can you see your arm?
Yeah, I can see my arm. I have less veins than I used to have.
Yes, that's exactly correct. You know why?
They seem to have sunken into my body somehow.
No, there's not as much vasodilation. You're embracing it. You're using it to yourself. The arterial is becoming the ventricular. Well, that's huge, because now one pumps out and the other pumps in, remember? But yeah. Now when you start the shifting chains, this is some of that beginning. They're not as pronounced. We've had people that they're workout whores. You're not a workout whore. You do really good, and you're all right. We can talk about you. I mean, we were going to have fun when you were... We were going to jump in on you really hard when you were bitching, because we were talking about Bert and not you. That's what really caused all this. We were going to make you stand up straight and measure from your left nipple to your right knee and your other nipple to your left knee, and we're going to show you how they're different lengths. That yes. One breast is higher than the other. We were going to make a great big fun to do about that, but it just sort of got lost in the good cliché-able archetype after that funny part. But anyway, we'll balance that, but that's from an old, old, old injury. That shifting, you favored it, you still favor it to this day. So you want to take you know what a stick or a mop is? A handle, a long thing?
A stick or a mop?
Yes, a long pole, a rod,
yes.
A staff.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Take and lay it on your shoulders and take your arms and wrap it around it like a cross. If they were going to hang you on a cross, how you would hold on to that? And then
yes. Put
your legs out apart. And sort of turn left and right, right to left with that stick, with
Got
your
it.
Arms out. And you can't even touch the stick one end to the other to the ground. Like if you were bending over to touch your toes with the stick,
yes. That's
going to open up the middle part of you, because you're stopped up a little bit.
Fantastic.
And what about your lats? Are you okay with those, or do you want a little more there?
No, I'm actually okay with those. I'm okay. I actually like my body the way it is. I like the lean
thighs. No, you're not. You know, you need more thighs. You're too lean in your thighs. That's why your feet are hurting. Do some squats.
Okay.
Well, you're saying okay. You think you're all, you want this runner's build, but you want to be He-Man the fucking barbarian.
No, I'll take a look.
You can't have it both ways.
I don't mind getting a bit more sexy thighs, you know. I don't mind.
Well, you need to thicken them up a little bit, because that's why your foot's
yeah. Hurting.
But you can't get it from that way, because that's going to make your foot hurt worse. To increase it, that's what Carolyn was telling you. That's what she was telling you. She was trying to soothe it. We're trying to make it worse. Because if we make it worse, you'll get over it faster. But you can pet it if you want to. It's all right with it. But that total biology, the hypocrite biology says you got to go the long way home, so that's okay with us. We don't mind. It's all right. It's okay. But if
yeah. You
do the stretching part on your upper body, that'll help get the blood flowing a little more to your lower body. Then you can kind of build your thighs. And what's yeah. Going on when you do? How about doing a little stretching too? Would that be so terrible? Maybe.
No, I've been intuiting to start stretching, Ian, so yes, I'm overdue.
Well,
overdue on
that. We know.
Gonna do it.
We know.
And when I do it, I really enjoy it, so.
I know, and you feel better, and you can eat better, because
yes, you're doing
fine. Okay, so,
yes. What,
do you have something specifically against water?
Yes, Ian, my left arm at some, you know, when I fetch water, I've noticed that my left arm has a weakness to it at a particular
mm-hmm.
angle when it's facing
yes. Downwards
to the ground, and I'm lifting like that
yes. Upwards. Yes.
There's a weakness yes. That's come in there. I'm not concerned, but I'm just wondering if you could may have some
that's
words
the feeling.
About it.
Oh, that we did. That's why we mentioned. That's why we brought it up, because
yeah. We
wanted to make sure. We wanted to make sure that the tendons are going to keep up with your aspirations. Tendons
yes. Keeping
up with your aspirations. Because everybody talks about muscle, but without the tendons, you're fucked. Fucked. The tendons are what
yes, it's all
about. We can matriculate muscles. We can pump you. We can pump you up and down like a Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. But that's not what you're asking for, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, now... let's see. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about your ears? One's longer than the other.
Yeah, I after I started the Relight, my hearing improved drastically.
Yes, it did. It did. And it's
yes, good. Yes.
And your magnesium, it's, and you're not producing all that yucky wax like you
not,
were.
Yeah, actually, I cleaned them yesterday, and I was surprised that there's nothing, almost nothing in there.
Good, that's right. You can get an otoscope if you're really worried about it, but you shouldn't be because you were making
mountains of it.
You were making like wax.
Yeah, at one point I was. Yeah, at one point I was hearing so acutely that it was almost distracting, and then I sort of integrated that, I think. But my hearing definitely improved drastically.
That's very good. We're very pleased. Is that enough talk about your wonderful body?
My wonderful?
Body.
Body.
Yeah.
Your
body,
yes.
You've done enough. He's asked if you've done enough on your body, and I say yes. We must move on to someone else.
Okay. We'll work on your penis. We'll work on your penis next week.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, take your clothes off next week.
You better skip and know it. You won't even think, yeah, or it'll go, okay, we can change this around. It's up to you. Do anything you want to.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Carolyn.
That's
okay,
right.
Thanks, Mike. Let's see. That would have been 7:35.
Now, that was good, Bob. So now you can do any. Okay, you honored the request. Do whatever, any crazy thing you want now, Bob. We're yours.
No, nothing. I've just got to go to the next person. So,
you mean there's more than one person actually listening? That's amazing. Wow, we got two listeners now. Bob, you're going to make it. This is great. With two listeners, goodness gracious,
yep.
This is astounding.
Okay, so Daniel, do you have some questions?
Yeah, sure. The last time I spoke with you. Hello? Sorry.
Go ahead.
Hello, Ian?
Yep. He's here.
Yeah.
Last time I spoke with you, I noticed I changed a bit. I don't know if it's something in my mind or I seem like I'm more calm. Like I'm not as easily aggravated.
Well, no. What's happening is the synaptic nerve endings that always kept you on edge. It would be like a chronic pain or a syndrome that you've overcome the pain. You don't feel pain, but it always keeps you jumpy. You're ready to hit a wall. Any little thing just sends you over the top. Anything. You wake up mad, you go to bed mad or angry or cross or something. And you don't know what it's from or what it's due. It's not like you have... No one has taken the spear of destiny, the Johnny Dagger, and stabbed you in the heart or anything, but you feel like it's a ripping through your body at any given time. It's very terrible. But so, the answer is, you have softened all that. So, you don't have that quite as empirically pressing against you. Good.
Okay.
And, what's wrong with juice? Do you not care for juice?
I drink juice, but it's mostly the, I'm trying to stay away from the, fructose, the, what do you call it?
Fructose. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I find I drink too much of it.
Well, what does that mean?
Much, but
what's that mean?
Well, the sugar? I guess.
What's wrong with sugar? Something wrong with sugar?
No. It's just that I find that I sometimes eat too much. But the white sugar, put it that way. Yeah.
Fruit drinks are not fruit. Juice is not white sugar.
Oh, okay. Fruit juice. No, I don't drink...
Fructose is not sucrose.
Okay.
And just by the damn way, what's wrong with sucrose either, by the way? We just want to know.
Well,
how very noble of you. Tell us what's wrong with it. Tell us what's wrong with it.
Well, it has damaged my teeth over the years. And
they're going to fall out anyway. What are you talking about? You weren't born with them, so why are you worried about all that? Silly Bob.
Well, I guess,
so go ahead. But fructose won't even do that. We're not talking about all that. That's other things cause that. Okay. We don't get what you're getting at, because what you're saying is this bad for me and it's this and it's that. Well, then why aren't you dead? If it was that damn bad for you, why aren't you already stone cold Lazarus railing dead, or at least languishing in a leper colony near you? We're saying that you're going to come to a place very quickly where you start living this thing called life instead of having to pussyfoot around on every little level and every little degree. You're not 9,278 pounds, are you?
Oh, no.
Well, exactly. And so a little bit of that would go a long way. How about fruits, melons, watermelons, cantaloupes, honeydews? How about melon? Is there anything wrong with that?
No, no, no. So I
then why not consume?
Up?
Why not consume some? I don't want to consume some.
Well, all right. It doesn't matter.
Well, we're just saying, fuck no, get something you like. We don't care. Eat beets. Okay. Oh wait, no, that's sugar. Oh no, that's sugar. See, everything is. You've got to get over these biases. You're going to kill yourself over these damn biases, and we're not going to put up with it. Unless you want to die now, we can arrange that.
No, 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 no. No, no.
Well, then
definitely
stop
not
making these biases about what's wrong with everything and start getting on with the good parts of everything.
Right.
You see? I mean, some people think methamphetamines are a perfectly wonderful form of weight loss. We don't see the benefits, however, but it works. You see?
Right.
Do you see the point?
Yes.
And they're 100 pounds soaking wet and their teeth fall out too. So what's the point? We're just trying to get you on the next level. So stop making the damn rules about rules.
Okay. So I should drink more fruit juice, or?
Yes, and a little more water, just to keep you hydrated.
Okay. And,
just a little bit, but you're eating is good.
Okay.
What are you saying, okay? Do you feel hungry all the time?
Well, yeah, I'm always eating. Always.
We know. We say you're eating is good. That's why we're saying we like that part. So you're eating all the time, consuming 10,000 calories a day, and you have the unmitigated bloody gall to challenge us on your sucrose and fructose intake? Man, please. Are you kidding? Funny.
But I don't gain weight. I stay.
We don't want you to. We don't want you to. You're not that build. You're not that guy.
Okay.
Now we're going to, do you want to fill out a little bit? The restructure will help you with that just naturally. But you're not going to have your femoral artery sticking out like some freak show participant. Jessica Lange is not going to choose you out of for the freak show.
Okay.
We can keep you balanced. You'll be fine. Do you see the palm of your hand?
Yeah.
Do you have an M?
Which hand? Left or right? Well, I kind of see an M in my left hand, but,
soon you shall see it in both.
Does that mean something?
Yes, it means something. So good. Keep doing what you're doing. Move around a little bit. Get happy. Stop being so droll and cliched on every little conversation. Get over yourself. And nut more. You'll be all right.
All right. I'm just curious. I was trying to find some information about this, but I keep on seeing triple numbers.
Yeah.
Does that mean like I see 1-1, sometimes I see 4-4-4, 3-3-3? Do those mean anything? Or for me?
Yeah. No, it just happens. People get it in the link. They link it. It'll build more.
All right.
Ask Bob what he thinks about it. Yeah. they had to kick him a little bit. He's standing up asleep again.
Is he asleep? Bob? No.
Yeah,
be back
about
in a minute.
What
hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. He's in triplicates. That's not like the 222 or 1111. He's in triplicates on everything. Tell him some ridiculous monkey muck about that crap. Because we've got his body right up on the, he's up to snuff. He can nut like a man again, Bob. He'll be all right.
I have nothing to say about numbers or 222 or 8.
What? You have something to say about everything.
I don't engage
that. It's in the octet. It's in the octet. It's in the octet. It's in total biology. It's in total biology. Do you want us to do your chart? We can do ground up, bottom down, top down, Bob Rule.
Yeah, do it.
Lock down.
Do it.
CKLN. CKLN. CKLN.
Do it.
Why? That's terrible, Bob. You're gonna make us do your chart.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Why would you do that?
I don't believe in the chart anymore. I don't use it anymore.
Oh, well, then you have the ground. That's the secret government. And then the front side, or the figures, would be the popular government of the front side. Then you have the technological government, and then you have symptoms. Okay? Now,
yeah.
Then you move that in from the ground into the global village. The first, you have the Illuminati 30 AD, which moves into Rome, which would then be, of course, the spoken word, and that's when they started killing the Christians. The Christians. All the Diors were killed. They slaughtered all the Diorians, all of them. And then the second one was Venice. At 1500, you had the House of Habsburg, which moved you to the manuscript, which was the Spanish Inquisition, the Armada. That's where the Queen stood up there and said, not in my world, and blowed their shit up. It was really great. Then you have the Fondo Family Trust, the 1840, which it really is not that, but there's no better words to say it. He couldn't say the turning taxes because no one would know who the fuck he's speaking of. Then it goes into Britain, into the printed book. That takes you right on up to Napoleon, the Railway War, WWI, the decentralized monarchies. They're still monarchies, but they're divided into compartmentalization so that you can have a pure bloodline that can connect from, say, the Habsburgs all the way through. But that's how that connects. Now, the fourth level, you have the World League of Nations. That's 1918. That would be the representation of America. It's really not America yet, but it's becoming America once it becomes great again, which then made wind and rule for the newspaper, which that brought up the Hitler-Stalin radio war, the World War II decentralized Western Empire.
That's not
bad. That's going to move you. Then that's going to move you to the global. That's
going
to move you
totally
to the global
nice
thing.
Nice words, but you're totally wrong in what you're saying.
We're not saying anything. We haven't said anything.
So that's true.
Yeah.
You have. You tried to.
What did we say? What did we say?
You tried to lay out some kind of nomenclature, but you didn't even do that correctly. It's a figure
well,
ground
Well, then you
situation.
Go to the solar UN in 1945. That's the National Earth Stage. Then which moves into radio.
Oh,
and
no, National Earth Stages. Oh, okay, National Earth Stage, right, not Earth Day.
Earth Day, radio, movie. Yep. Then you have the Cold War, you got the TV war, you got World War III, you got the decentralized world government, which is kind of happening or polarizingly now. Then you have the laser beam, 1960, which is the solar stage or the world, which moves to television, which is pollution, decentralized solar government. Now you move up to 1977, Jimmy Carter days, the mass man. You have the universe stage now, which starts to open up the first bilateral computer. He didn't say bilateral, but he should have, because it's the simplest form of cobalt. Then Star Wars, the decentralized universal government, the left hemisphere versus the right hemisphere. That's where that comes in, the battle of the right men. Now you have the second coming, but he didn't spell it right. It's C-U-M-I-N-T. That's the universal mythic stage, which moves you into the outside of this realm, outside of the stratosphere or the satellite world. Then you have good versus evil, God versus the devil, the state versus the church, Megiddo, the Valley of Megiddo all over again. And that's where you are then.
All right, so go to
that's the power bureaucracy in the West.
Yeah. people, go to Dobbstown.com and listen to my and Scott's dialogues to clear up all the obfuscation that Ian just did. It was a mess that Ian just presented.
Go back to sleep. Put somebody back on and go back to sleep. We got this.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're...